as I journey through the land, singing as I go, pointing souls to Calvary, to that crimson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul from without within. Hallelujah, but my Lord leads me on to Him I must. Hallelujah, oh, I want to see Him look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets, of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares so past, oh, may last ever to rejoice when in service for my Lord. Dark may be the night, but I'll cling more close to Hallelujah. He will give me light. Satan's snares may vex my soul, turn my thoughts aside, but my Lord, because it liveth to. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I want to see Him look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, oh, my past, ever to rejoice. When in valleys low I look toward the mountain high, and behold my Savior there, leading in the fight, with the tender hand outstretched for the valley, oh, guiding me, I can say, as I onward, hallelujah, oh, I want to see Him look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, cares all past, oh, may last ever to rejoice. When before me billows rise from the mighty deep, then my Lord directs my bark, He doth safely keep. When He leads me gently, gently on, through the swirl below, He's a real friend to me. Oh, I love Him. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to see Him look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, brother. Amen. Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We are together again tonight. Hallelujah. Shall we sing that song? We are together again. Amen. In the house of
visitor, Brother Krishan.
We are together again.
I want you to clap.
Just praising the Lord.
We are together again. Oh, yes. With one accord. Something good
is going to happen.
Something's good. Oh, it seems so.
We are together again.
Just praising the Lord.
We are together again.
Oh, yes.
Just praising the Lord.
We are together again. Oh, yes. It's one accord. Oh,
something good is going to happen.
Together again. Oh, yes.
With one accord.
Oh, something good.
Something is good.
Oh, yes, sir.
Something's good.
Oh, it's his thought. We are together again. Oh, just praising the Lord. Amen. Thank God we are together again tonight.
Hallelujah.
With one accord. With one faith.
Amen.
Because we have one God.
Yeah.
How many believe that something good is in store for us tonight?
Yeah.
Because we are not here on our own. He called us tonight. He called you tonight. And as he has called you, definitely there is something good for you.
Amen.
He is not a man. A man hasn't got anything for you. But God has something special for you. Anytime he calls, praise God. You know, when he created heaven and earth, the Bible says he looked back at his own creation.
Hallelujah.
And saw that they were very good. Praise God.
Yeah.
And he saw tonight.
Yeah.
He saw it.
Yeah.
He saw you that you were here.
Yeah.
And so he saw that today was very good.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Shall we sit there for a moment? God richly bless you for coming. Tonight we have a brother, a visitor with us here, Brother Gershon.
Gershon?
Christian. Please, will you stand? Let's see you. Say, God bless you. God bless you, brother. You are welcome. You are part of us. Amen. Amen. Together with us here tonight. God bless you. Brethren, we must be thankful to our Lord. When we see what is going on today, it's so terrible. Brethren, it's so terrible. When I was coming to church, I could see beer bars, places, people gathered together. I could see that today even the street was somehow empty, not knowing they are all gathered somewhere, drinking. But brethren, look at where you are seated. No other place but in the presence of God.
Hallelujah.
In this cold, yet you see our women just going about in the streets half naked. Oh my God. My sisters, look at the way how You had a revelation of who God is. So look at the way how you dress. God richly bless you. The prophet said, you see, their revelation is that Adam and Eve ate apple. Before they could see that they were naked. Amen. So the prophet said, if you eat apple and then you can see that you are naked, then today we must give the women more apple to eat. Praise the Lord. Amen. So that they will see that they are naked. Amen. See, wrong revelation. So they ate apple and they saw that they were naked. Then let's give apple to them and eat and see whether they will know that they are naked. Oh, praise the Lord. Today, we have entered into a memorable time, that's the Easter time. But one thing we know is that the prophet said, Easter is a resurrection. And in another context, he said, to restore back. Amen. And explaining to restore, he said, to bring back to the former state of condition. Amen. That is Easter. Amen. And Easter, to a true Christian, every day must be your Easter.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Every day must be Easter. Because you have been brought back to your former estate where you belong. Amen. And so you don't need to go back again. Amen. So every day is what? It's Easter to a true Christian. It's only when the time comes, we also just as a remember what Christ did on the cross for us. Amen. Is that churches today, they celebrate Easter in many different ways. The former church, my church, the former church I came out from, when it is Friday like this, do you know what happened, especially the women? They wear black clothes. They wear black clothes. A sign of what? Mourning. They are mourning. Mourning for what? Mourning because Christ is dead. Oh my. But I know today that my Christ, he died and on the third day, he rose up again. And he lives and he's alive forever. Praise the Lord. He lives and he's alive forever. He died once and resurrected, and he lives, and he's alive forever and ever. Amen. Because there was an empty tomb to prove it. An empty tomb to prove it. And so instead of mourning, I'm rejoicing today. But when I was there every Friday, you see, when we go to church on Friday, they've worn that black clothes. And all our songs will be a mourning song. We are mourning. Jesus is dead. Oh, my. Praise the Lord. And the prophet also mentioned something. He said, during Easter like this, he said, some millions of dollars are spent. And do you know what they spend this money for? To buy what they call Easter flowers. Oh, my. Easter flowers. Now they have flowers for every occasion. Easter flowers, Christmas flowers, engagement flowers, marriage flowers, till even the dead also have flowers. Oh, praise the Lord. He said they spend millions. You see, look at the way how the world is using All this is to do what? Business. Business. Making money out of you. If you don't have the right revelation, praise God. Said Israel, so they made some flowers. Where is the Bible said this special flower is Easter flower? And people said when Christians will buy these flowers, and you know what the prophet said? He said they will come and then they will put the flowers by the altar like this and go back and sit down. He said if worship and to receive favor from God is to bring flowers and put on the altar, then Cain must be justified. Because he built an altar, very beautiful altar, with flowers. You see how the enemy has drawn people showing that there is what? Cain altar. Praise God. And the prophet said, God doesn't need your flower at the pot, at the altar here. He needs you. The altar was made for you. Amen. The altar was made for you and me. It is not the flowers. So come rather to the altar, my brother, my sister. Let me read something from the prophet here. Yes, hear him. He said, why? As soon as Easter come across the nations, there will be $1 million spent for Easter flowers that go to the altar. Well, God don't care about that Easter flower on the altar. He wants you on the altar. You are the person for the altar, not your flower. He wants you. The altar was built for you to sacrifice your own will for his will. Amen. So Easter reminds us of a resurrected Christ in our lives. Praise the Lord. A restoration to what? To our former estates. That is Easter to us, not Easter flowers. Praise the Lord. Oh, the Spirit. The Spirit of Him that raised Christ from the dead. Amen. If it dwells in you, it will quicken your mortal body. It will quicken your mortal body. And it will what? He said it will raise you up together. And make you to sit in what? Heavenly places with Christ Jesus. That is the mystery of the kingdom. The mystery of the kingdom we never finished. Because we didn't even touch on Sabbath. See? Sabbath, the rest. To enter into his rest.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. But today we need to move according to what? The times. Today is Easter, so we look into an Easter message and exhortation and pray tonight also. Amen. Amen. The kingdom, that kingdom, my brother, take notice of that. He said, flesh and blood cannot inherit that kingdom.
Amen.
Neither would corruption inherit incorruption.
Amen.
For this incorruptible body must put on incorruption. And this mortal must put on immortality.
Yay.
Amen. Shall we stand to the reading of the word tonight? God richly bless you as we turn to John 11, 20 to 28. John 11. John 11, 22, 28. Let's hear the word of God. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou would ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto her, Yea, Lord, I believe thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the Master is come and calleth for thee. Praise the Lord. The Master is come. The Master is here. Greater than Jonah is here. Greater than Solomon is here. The Master is here. Shall we bow down? Lord Jesus, Master of life, giver of all good gifts, by grace, we know that we are saved not because of any good thing in our lives, Lord, but because the grace of God has been shed abroad in our hearts, Lord, by the Holy Spirit. And one time we were aliens, lost in this world. There was nothing good in us. We have been separated and living hiding, O God, because of sin and iniquity. But in due season, Christ died for us, the innocent for the guilty. And that, Lord, today we can say we are sons and daughters of God. Lord, we thank you, O God, for all that you did on Calvary for us, Lord. Tonight, Lord, we have read your word. And we know there is only one interpreter, as the Holy Spirit, Lord. Father, we pray that, Lord, this evening, oh, you put me aside, O God. And speak to all of us tonight, O Lord. And prove to us that of the truth you are, the resurrection and the life. Bless us, Lord, tonight. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God richly bless you. No prayer request here tonight, but I have one prayer request here from our pastor. He said, let me just read it. I just took it out from my phone. He said, ask the saints to keep me before the throne of grace, that he may be glorified in me in Leicester.
Amen.
Amen. How many believe that the glory of God has already gone before him?
Hallelujah.
So we have that prayer request here. When it comes to the prayer time, we will remember our pastor in prayer. But we believe that the glory of God has already gone before him.
Yeah.
Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone that believeth on me Though he were dead, but he will live. And if you are alive today, and you believe in him, you will never die. And so as you are seated here, you will never, never die. That is the word of God. Do you believe it? He said, believest thou it? Amen. You believe that, my sister, you believe that you will never die? Amen. Good. Brother, you believe that you will never die?
Amen.
Yeah, that is the word.
Amen. Hallelujah.
If you are alive today and you believe in him, you will never die.
Amen.
That is his word. I am the resurrection and the life. And if we need to quote John, Apostle John, he has something of similar like that. When he was in the island of Patmos, he said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. Listen to this carefully. See, when you are reading the word of God, pick it one and see the revelation in it. See how strong it is. He said, I was in the spirit in the Lord's day. See, we need to be in the spirit.
Amen.
When, if John was in the spirit to receive this word, this revelation of who Jesus Christ is, then you and I got to be in that same spirit to understand. Oh, praise the Lord. If you're not in the spirit, how can you understand he was in the spirit to receive it?
Amen. That's right.
And so you got to be in that same spirit also.
Amen.
To understand.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And he said, and I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And he said he turned to see the voice that spoke with him. And what he saw, my brother, you and I, no kneel can ever stand. You will surely what? You will surely fall to the ground.
Amen.
Amen. What he saw, no one can stand on his feet and look at it. And so John said, I fell like dead.
That's right. Amen.
At his feet. Amen. And he said, he came and put his right hand. Oh, right hand. The right hand of what? Salvation.
Amen.
The right hand of power upon me. And he said, fear not. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I am the first and the last.
Glory.
He said, I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore.
Amen.
And he himself said, Amen.
And
has the keys of hell and of death.
Right.
Amen. I am the resurrection
Amen.
And the life.
Amen.
I live forevermore. And have the keys of hell and of what? And of death.
Amen.
And so, my brother, this is the God that you have said, only believe. And if you believe also, I will grant you the same power and authority, the Eastern power. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That spirit that raised Christ from the dead, it will be yours.
Amen.
It will raise you also from every dead condition.
Amen.
Any dead condition in your life, if you will receive that spirit,
Amen.
It will raise you up
Amen.
from any dead condition in your life. I am the resurrection and the life. You resurrect from that condition. Amen. If it is sickness, you come out from that sickness. If whatever condition, you will resurrect from it, my brother, my sister.
Hallelujah.
Because he said this, if the spirit of him that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, it will what? It will quicken this your mortal body.
Amen.
And a quickened mortal body, no sickness can stay in. Praise God. Now let's look at our text story tonight. We all know the story. Jesus was a friend to this family. Lazarus and his two sisters, Mary and Martha. They lived in Bethany, and Jesus had been visiting them, lived with them. Amen. Then we know the story. Jesus went away for some time, but he knew what was going to happen.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. He knew what was going to happen. When he left, Lazarus fell sick, and they sent for him. They came. They really came to tell him, your friend Lazarus is sick. It's okay. Oh, maybe several times messages coming to him. So, all right. He didn't go. So Lazarus died. Oh, hallelujah. That was the situation. So when they came to tell him now that Lazarus is dead, Jesus said, that sickness is not unto death.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The sickness is not unto death. My brother, my sister, your situation, it is not unto death.
Amen.
It is a circumstance.
Amen.
And anything that has a beginning has an end.
Amen.
Your situation, it is not unto death. It is unto resurrection. Because you have whom? The resurrection and the life. Praise God. He said his sickness is not unto death. Your situation, it is not unto death. You will surely come out of it. The only thing, only believe. And receive that kingdom. Enter into that Sabbath.
Amen.
Enter into that rest.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
One time a preacher was preaching. He said, look, when you enter into the kingdom, you know what surrounds you. He said, what surrounds you is the stature of a perfect man. You know the stature of a perfect man? Faith, temperance, all those things. Okay. So he said, when you enter into the kingdom, all these things surround you. So when the devil wants to come to you, he has to pass through temperance, faith, all these nine stature of a perfect man. He said, before he will get to you, he will what? He will repent.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Before he can get through all these systems to reach you, he has already repented. I said, my brother, that's a very good point you've got there.
Amen.
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 Oh, praise God. So, your situation is not unto death. But now, let's look at Mary and Martha's situation now. The situation has become what? Hopeless. The first day, it was what? Grief. So they embalmed the body and they buried the body. The second day, they sat down, probably memories and sorrow. Then they doubted, even probably they doubted the love of Jesus Christ, because they sent several messages to him. He didn't come. See, now their breadwinner is gone. Then the third day, corruption started to set in the body. And then on the fourth day, they knew that now everything is what? Lost. Total lost. It's all over. Darkness. Still, Jesus has not even come. 4 days. All lost. Darkness now. Oh, but praise be to God. If darkness have engulfed you, there is someone that can turn on the light.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Even if darkness have engulfed you, my brother, my sister, there is someone that can turn on the light.
Amen.
Because he said, I am the light of this world. Amen. There is someone that can turn on the light, my brother, my sister. Someone to turn your sorrow to joy, your cries to laughter,
amen,
death to life.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. But one thing, God watches your faith. Sometimes you go to go. See, look at the situation of Mary and Martha. They were taken through what? A kind of trial. Oh, Jesus has been really very good to them. They have been very good friends. Now, in time of need, they called Jesus. Jesus wouldn't come. You have been praying and praying. Jesus wouldn't come your way. So at times, what happens? You give up. Your prayers now even has become what? That's cold water has been poured upon your prayer. Before, you can go down on your knees and pray for long. But you have prayed for the past 2 years, 3 years. There's no answer to even one thing you want from God. So now, your faith is what? Wavering. Everything is going down. Your hopes are no more. There is no more light in your hopes. Praise God. Now you become prayerlessness. Before you go down on your knees to pray. Now you lie down in your bed. Dear Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for today. I bless your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Off you go. Oh, then you cover yourself even more. You have finished praying. See? My brother, my sister, that's not the way. Praise the Lord. Continue on your knees, my brother. Maybe, see, you are going through that trial. Mary and Martha, they were going through some kind of trial. But let's see when they heard that Jesus had arrived. And that's what we just read. He said, Martha went and what? As soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him. And Martha said unto Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. But, you see, look at the faith. Listen. Take notice of this. The same thing happened with Peter. Now listen carefully to Martha's faith. He said, but I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Very strong faith.
Amen.
Said, I know that even now,
hallelujah,
whatever you ask of God, it will be what? It will be done. Then we know the conversation went on. The conversation went on. Till Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. So when he has gone to tell the sister that the master is come. Look at faith. The master is come. And you know that song. When the master comes, all powers. The devil power is broken. That when Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. Amen. When the master comes, all powers and principalities is broken.
Amen.
Tears are wiped away. All is changed. Said the master has come. Praise the Lord. So now the master said, where did you bury him?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Said here. They have put a very big stone. See, to keep him inside. That is how many of us have been what? Kept inside somewhere, and a big stone has been used to cover us. But remember, he is the resurrection and the life.
Amen.
Praise God. They've put him behind a big stone. But that tonight, if you have been put behind any big stone, oh, the resurrection of the life is here tonight. He said, move, take away the stone. Take away the stone. Now listen, the same matter who said, I believe now. Whatever you ask, it will be given unto you. Now listen to the same person again. He said, no, Lord. See, this time he's stinking. For he had been dead for 4 days. See how the devil does things? The same Peter who said, you are the Son of the living God.
Amen.
The Christ, the Son of the living God. That same time when he was talking about his death, I said, no. Jesus, you will never die.
Amen.
You are not going to die. I will fight. See how the devil does things? The same person. My brother, my sister, when the devil sees that your faith is going up, he will try to what? Bring you down.
Amen.
He will do everything to bring you down. Watch. Praise God. Take away the stone. What has been the stone that has what? Been the hindrance. Has been the Red Sea. Has been the Jericho Wall. Has been what? The Jordan River. What is that stone? What has been the thing that besets you so much? My brother, tonight, you know yourself. The only person who knows you more is him. He's here. So you don't need to hide. You know the thing, that very thing that besets you. Today, the devil is taking many people their time on different things. It won't be a surprise. Sometimes, some people can, there is going to be a program on the TV. And it is church time. Huh? To leave the program and go to church. No, the program, you stay in the house and watch the program.
It is a stone before you. Roll it away, my brother, my sister. What is it? What has been the sin that besets you? The problem that takes you away from what? From Christ. Roll that stone. And Jesus will speak resurrection to you. Confess it. To take away the stone is what? To confess. My brother, taking away that stone is your sincere confession. Tonight, prove God, challenge God tonight. Say, Lord, I know you know what I've been doing secretly. Tonight I confess.
Amen.
I surrender. Amen. I roll that stone. Now speak life unto me now. That be your prayer tonight. And see if God, the resurrection and the life, will not speak that resurrection into your life. And whatever dead condition, you get up from that dead condition, my brother, my sister.
Amen.
Take it away.
Amen.
You know when Jesus went to heal, this Jairus, that Jew, the daughter was sick. The daughter was sick. And he ran looking for Jesus. And when he had found him, he said, Jesus, my daughter is sick in the house. Jesus said, okay, I'll go and heal her. While they were about to go, messengers came. So don't worry the master. She's already gone. She's dead. Don't worry him. Jesus said, let's go. She's sleeping. When they went to the house, and Jesus said, she's sleeping. Oh, everybody started laughing. They were laughing at him. They were hindrances. So what did Jesus do? All those people said, get all of them out from the house here. Because they are what? Hindrances and obstacles.
Amen.
They are stones.
Amen.
Get them out.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Get the hindrances, that obstacles out.
Amen.
In your life. By way of confession tonight.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. You know yourself, my brother. Take away that stone.
Amen.
If there is... it's an unrepentance. Repent tonight. Praise the Lord. You know, the woman with the blood issue, when the prophet is giving word, the way how she fought her way through to go near Christ to touch his hem, he said he was brushing away what? Hindrances and obstacles.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Brushing hindrances and obstacles in his way. The same thing to what? Blind Bartimaeus. When he had cried, oh, you son of David, have mercy upon me. You son of David, have mercy upon me. With all the crowd that were with Jesus at that time, Jesus heard only one voice.
Amen.
Because that voice was crying unto him. That voice was the voice of faith.
Amen.
He said, come. You know what he did? Took away his ragged cloth. Praise God.
Amen.
Said he took away.
Amen.
That ragged cloth.
Amen.
Oh, I gave him my old tattered garments.
Amen.
And he gave me a robe of pure white.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
That hindrance, obstacle, those pastimes, get away, pastimes, get away. Paul said, all those things, I count them as dung.
Hallelujah.
And press on to the mark for the excellency in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, my Lord.
Glory.
Clear the hindrance, my brother, my sister.
Amen.
Amen. Right before we pray now, let's look at something in Ezekiel 37.
Hallelujah.
Ezekiel 37. We read that and we get into prayer.
Amen.
The resurrection and the life is here.
Amen.
Praise God. Ezekiel 37. Israel was in captivity in Babylon.
Hallelujah.
They were in captivity in Babylon. And Ezekiel was their prophet at that time. Are you there with me?
Hallelujah.
He said, the hand of the Lord was upon me. That same hand again.
Amen.
That same hand again. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord. You see? In the spirit. The same thing again. Carried me in the spirit. My brother, we need to be in the spirit.
Amen.
You need it. I need it, my brother.
Amen.
Be sure whether you've got it. Because that is what? That is the blood. What Israel applied on the doorpost when death angel passed, when he sees the blood, he passed over that house. Judgment is coming, my brother, my sister. And you need to apply that blood. And it is what? The Holy Spirit. Be sure you have it, my brother. And this our prayer meeting, we will hammer on it every day.
So
we all know that we have it now. Praise God. We've received what? The Holy Spirit. Full of fire. Full of life. So that when we come here, fire here, fire here, fire there. Fire that corner.
Amen.
Coming together. Great fire of God.
Yes.
See the whole house here. Oh, it's not a question of any even sickness in this house.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you, my brother.
Amen.
I condemn the work of Satan.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We got to prove that we are children, sons of God.
Amen.
That there is no sickness or disease. All the children that are coughing here and there, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, prove yourself tonight, oh God. Heal each and every one. We have a God. And that scripture, I told you the other day, that he is what? The same. Yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
The devil fears that scripture.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones. And caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. They were very dry. Dry bones.
Hallelujah.
And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, oh God, as for this one, only you know. Amen. Son of man, can these bones live? Very dry. Bones dry. Dry.
Hallelujah.
So can they live? As for this one, the prophet says, God, as for this one, only you know.
Amen.
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 He saw that it was so great to say yes.
Amen.
He couldn't even believe it. Amen.
Amen.
But there is a resurrection and a life. Again, he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Hmm. Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, amen. Dry bones. Hey,
amen.
Any dry bones here, hear the word of the Lord.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, hear the word of the Lord. Sickness, hear the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Disease, hear the word of the Lord.
Amen.
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 And then he said, now he mounted up with courage now. He said, thus saith the Lord God, unto these bones, behold, I will what? I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. I'll cause breath into you that you what? You will live. And I will lay sinew upon you and will bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you and ye shall live and ye shall know that I am the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So I prophesied. And as I was commanded, tonight, we have been commanded.
Amen.
So we are going to prophesy.
Amen.
Against every works of Satan.
Amen.
How many believe that?
Amen.
Oh.
Amen.
If two shall agree.
Amen.
As concerning to anything.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If two shall agree. My sister, you agree with me? You agree with me tonight?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You agree with me?
Yes.
You agree with me, brother?
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
He said, if two, now I've gotten what? A whole house here. They all agree with the pulpit, not me. With God tonight.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking. And the bones came together.
Amen.
Bone to bones. Amen.
Amen.
Maybe a hand was here and the leg was here. The head was there. So the hand came, fix here. The legs fix, the head, boom.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Everything was God. Shake was just putting together.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And behold, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them.
Hallelujah.
Now, it has become a body lying there. There is no breath. Tonight, Lord, my brother, my sister, we might be what? In that condition. There is no breath, though we have done a lot. We were dry bones. We have come together. We have got the sinews. We have got the flesh. We've got the skin. We are what? We are okay. But maybe there's no breath in us.
Amen.
There is no breath in us. Praise the Lord. You remember Genesis, when God created man, when he finished the what that man, the man was lying there. There's no breath.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Just like in the beginning. Maybe we are in that condition. We need breath.
Amen.
And that breath is what? The Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Life.
Amen.
And we have the resurrection, the life tonight.
Amen.
Praise God. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind.
Amen.
Prophesy, son of man, prophesy. And say to the wind, thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Come from what? From the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon this slain, that they may live.
Amen.
So I prophesied, and as he have been commanded, And the breath came upon them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army.
Amen.
Exceeding great army.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Now, all the dead conditions, dry bones,
Amen.
Have become what? A great exceeding army.
Amen.
The army of God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel.
Hallelujah.
You see? Behold, they say, our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off from our path. My brother, my sister, tonight, you have not been cut off.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. You have not been cut off. It is one thing. Take away the stone.
Amen.
Confession tonight. Tell the Lord, Lord, I need you. Help me.
Hallelujah.
I want that spirit.
Amen.
That raised you up from the dead. I want that same spirit to quicken me.
Amen.
To change this mortal body.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. To put on immortality. That is the only thing that can what? Enter into the kingdom of God. Because it said blood and flesh can never enter into the kingdom of God. This body can never enter into the kingdom of God. It needs to be changed.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It needs to be changed. Now I want to read the prophet.
Amen.
When he was calling for what? The prayers. Amen. And he sang this song. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried away my sins. And rising, he justified. Someday he's coming. Oh, glorious day. Do you know how to sing that song? Do you know how to sing that song? Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. Someday he's coming, oh glorious day.
Amen.
Do you know how to sing it? Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sin far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day. Oh, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sin far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day.
Amen.
How many believed it?
Amen.
That was the song when the prophet was preaching, Believest Thou This, in Chicago. And then he called for what? The prayer, the altar prayer. Amen. I'm going to follow the same what the prophet said.
Amen.
That night. Amen. How many believe that the resurrection and the life is here?
Amen.
Are you ready to be sincere to yourself?
Amen.
And confess to him that, Lord, I need you. I really need you in my life. I surrender to you, Lord. There is no need for me to hide anything from you, God. I need you in my life. Because you are the resurrection and the life.
Hallelujah.
If I gain the whole of this world, what would it profit me if I lose my soul? My brother, look to this thing. He's real. He's real. The same yesterday, today, and forever. The prophet said, believest thou this?
Amen.
The prophet said, I believe that the same Jesus is here today.
Amen.
And then he said, do you believe this?
Amen.
I believe that the same Jesus is risen among us tonight.
Amen.
Showing signs and wonders of his resurrection. Believest thou this? Just, I believe the same one. It is the same one the woman touched his hem of his garment. Believest thou this?
Amen.
He said, I believe he's the one that raised Lazarus from the dead. Believest thou this?
Amen.
He said, I believe that he's the one who took the Hebrew children out of the fiery furnace. Believest thou this?
Amen.
He said, I believe he's the one that healed every sick person right now. Do you believe it?
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 He said, I believe he's here to fill everybody with the Holy Ghost right now.
Amen.
Believe thou this?
Amen.
Then the prophet shouted, hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe he's going to do it right now.
Amen.
Believe thou this?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God richly bless you, my brother.
Amen.
He said, I believe the cripple will walk.
Amen.
The blind will see. The dead will hear. Believe thou this.
Amen.
He said, let us stand and give him praise. That's what the prophet said. After he said, he said, let us stand and give him praise.
Amen.
Oh, give us one praise, my brother, my sister.
Amen.
My brother.
Amen.
Give us one praise.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory be to God.
Let's sing that song. For I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives.
Sing it prayerfully as
let
you prepare yourself
creation
to prayer.
Testify, let this life
sing it from your heart.
Me cry.
Deep from your soul.
I know.
As you prepare
my
yourself.
Redeemer lives. For I know
Holy
my
Lord.
Redeemer
Amen.
Lives. For I know. My Redeemer,
oh, yes.
lives. Let all creation testify. Let this life within me cry. I know
oh, yes.
my Redeemer
Amen.
Lives. For I know my Redeemer
just now find your position,
lives.
The position you want to pray. Just get yourself into the
oh,
position you want to pray.
I know
if you want to go on your knees, go down on your knees. If you want to stand,
lives.
Just stand. Any position you want to be.
Little
as you get into prayer, continue to sing the song. Continue to sing
let
as you get prepared yourself.
Life within me cries.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I know. My Redeemer lives, for I know my Redeemer lives.
Oh, yes, Lord.
For I know my Redeemer
yes.
lives. Little creation.
Testify. Easter flowers.
Let this life within
he doesn't need
me
any
cry.
Easter flowers. He needs you.
I know
he needs you by the altar.
I
and wherever you are, the Lord is with you. Christ is standing behind you.
Oh,
he's standing by
I
your
know.
Side. He's standing in front of
my
you.
Redeemer.
Oh, yes, where your Redeemer lives, my
Redeemer
brother.
Lives.
Your Redeemer lives.
I know.
Unto him.
My
Redeemer.
Oh, I know.
He's the same yesterday, today,
little
forever.
Creation. testify.
Believe it tonight, my brother.
Life within me cries.
He believes.
Oh,
he has changed. No, he's changed now.
I redeem.
What's in your heart, my brother?
I know.
What's in your heart, my sister?
Oh, I
surrender
know.
Everything to him.
My redeemer. I know.
Surrender to him, my brother, my sister.
Oh, I know. My redeemer.
He is the resurrection and the life. The resurrection and the life.
New creation. Testify. Let his life within me cry.
Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Oh, I know. My redeemer.
God, Richie, bless you, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ, as you go down your knees here. Oh, the Lord knows all that
my
you are requiring from her. As you surrender
I
to her in the name of Jesus Christ, let it be according to your faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, my sister. God, Richie, bless you.
I know.
Yes, Lord.
Little creation.
In the name of Jesus Christ, my brother. Oh, as you go down on your knees, the Lord knows all that is in your heart. And tonight he says he is the resurrection and the life. Your redeemer lives. He is alive. And all that is upon your head. As you surrender to him. Sincere surrendering. He will take over.
Redeemer.
Yes.
I know my redeemer.
In the name of Jesus Christ. My dear sister, God, which bless your God. As you raise your hand, he knows what is behind. What is behind the hand that you have raised. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ, let your faith receive all that you want from him tonight. God, which bless you, my sister.
Oh, I know my redeemer.
My brother, my sister, just pray. Your Redeemer liveth. Your Redeemer liveth. He changeth not. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Remember what he did in the past. Remember what he did in the past. He is doing it today. He will give it to you tonight. He will give it to you tonight. Your Redeemer. He will give it to you. He has not changed. If you are looking for the Holy Spirit, oh, he's here to pour it tonight. Just like it was on the day of Pentecost. Your right hand, oh Lord. That your right hand. Oh, touch your daughter, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we know that your right hand. That your right hand of salvation, that your right hand of power, that your right hand that provides all, oh God. Protect your daughter, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I send away all powers and principalities, all workers of darkness, Lord, far away from her. And I pray the blood of Jesus Christ, God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name.
Can be from the Lord, Father. You be glorified, Lord, even in times like this, Lord, Father. time, Lord. Let it live forevermore, Father. Let it be a miracle, Lord. Let it be a miracle. Let it be a witness, Lord. Tonight, Lord,
Father, we pray,
Lord, be on the whole of time, Lord. Let it be
a witness, Lord, Father, for just Lord to come out, Lord. Let it come out, Lord, in your haste, Lord. Lord, we pray your haste, Lord. Father, for my wife, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
All those things, Lord. Where's Lord emotion, Lord Savior? Father, to find Lord, Lord Savior. Father, I pray for him, family, Lord. I pray for Gary, Lord, his family, Lord, his situation, Lord. Lord, his grand, Lord Savior. Lord, above, Lord, and spot. Let me ask you, Lord, pray for them, Lord. Draw them, Lord,
to the name of Jesus Christ.
We ask you, Lord, first and foremost, to die in your grace, to die in the time of the Lord, to be the same, our Lord, to the God. Father, you be glorified in this precious time, Lord. You be glorified.
As you remain at your position, we sing this song, Pass Me Not to Gentle Savior. Just remain at your position and sing that song, because we have one or two prayers here to be prayed for. We have to need to pray for our pastor as he requested, Pass Me. Just remain where you are and sing it prayerfully. The Lord will
pass,
never pass you. Wherever you are, he will not pass you.
Savior, O Lord,
hear my humble cry. What learn others thou art
calling,
Lord.
Pass me by. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my
Savior.
Oh,
Savior.
Oh, my Savior.
Oh, yeah.
My humble cry. Humble cry, humble cry.
Oh, why? Pastor, as he said, ask the saints to keep me before the throne of grace, that he may be glorified in me in Leicester. How many believe that the
hallelujah,
glory of God
hallelujah.
Has already Jesus. Gone before him?
Amen.
And that anointing will be upon him.
Mm.
And that the Lord will reveal himself in
Amen.
Him. That tonight or wherever he will be preaching, anytime, that the Lord will just put him aside And that the Lord will use him mightily to prove one thing, that he is the same yesterday, yes, today, and forever. You, let's remember our pastor in prayer.
Hallelujah.
That the glory of God will go before him. Yes, that anointing will be upon him. That he will hold the word of God and preach the word all to the needy, that even the sick will be healed. Every manner of sickness, wherever he is, as the Lord said unto Joshua, wherever the sole of your feet shall tread, I've given that place to you.
Hallelujah.
And we see him as Joshua. Amen. That has reached unto Leicester. Hallelujah. And every demon's works of Satan had to be subdued in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us remember him in prayer now. Let's pray for our pastor this moment. Oh, yes, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We believe it to praise and thanksgiving, Lord Savior. Shepherd us today. Keep us, Lord, in the punishment we pray, Father. Bless, Lord Savior. Father, the remainder of this weekend, Lord, and all that will be done, Lord Savior God. You be glorified in these things, we pray. And we ask of these in Jesus' name.
How many believe that every sickness in this house, that is the end of it?
Amen.
These children coughing here and there, that is the end.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord, I trust.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
amen.
Satan, take your dirty hands,
amen,
and go back to where you belong.
Hallelujah.
The bottomless pit.
Oh,
we claim total healing,
amen.
Total deliverance. For every sickness,
amen,
in this house,
amen,
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I want to read something for the prophet again. He said, Father, we believe that you are the Son of God.
Amen.
We believe that you are here with us today.
Amen.
We believe that your power is everlasting.
Amen.
We believe that you cannot fail. We believe that you have poured out your spirit from on high.
Amen.
We believe that Pentecost is,
amen,
here. We believe the power of God is here.
Amen.
We believe that signs and wonders are here.
Amen.
We believe that the Holy Ghost is here.
Amen.
We believe that all things are possible.
Amen.
Now send the Holy Ghost again, Lord.
Amen.
Like a rushing mighty wind.
Amen.
Fill the room, Lord. Feel everybody, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Christ, we thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless you, Lord.
Mm.
How many are blessed tonight?
Hallelujah.
How many have met him tonight?
Hallelujah.
How many have received his touch?
Mm.
In the name of Jesus Christ, that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, in all these things, by and by, we will understand.
Amen.
As we sing that song and we ask our precious brother Francois to come and close the church. So we sing that song, by and by, when the morning comes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
We are often tossed and driven on the rest.
I want now just rejoice because the Lord has done it. And so I want everybody just to clap.
Of succeed, the bright sunshine
in the land of the day when the mists have rolled away.
We will
understand it better.
Remember, my Lord, by and by.
Oh, when the morning comes.
Destitute of the things that life demands, want of food and want of shelter, thirsty hills and barren lands. trusting in the Lord and according to His word, we will understand it better by it. Oh, my Lord, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell a story how we overcome, for we'll understand it better by and by. Oh, temptations, hidden snares often take us unawares, and our hearts are made to bleed for many, many thoughtless word or deed. And we wonder why the test, when we try to do our best, we understand it better by it. Oh, my Lord, by and by, and by, when the morning, oh, when all the saints, God, are gathered home, we will tell a story how we overcome, for we'll understand it better by and by.
As we bow our head, I will invite Brother Christian to come and close. Amen. With a word of prayer.
Amen.
Let's bow our head as our brother coming. If any hidden heart request,
amen,
you can just lift up your hand to the Lord.
Heavenly Father,
hallelujah,
we glorify your name.
Thank you, Lord.
We love you so, Father,
hallelujah,
because you love us first.
Hallelujah.
We are so pleased, Father, to join together.
Thank you, Lord.
In this time, Father,
amen.
You know, Father, when we say resurrection is our justification.
Amen.
Father, we know where is the life, there no be unbelievers, Father.
Amen.
We are the believers. And we know all the promise that's been promised in our age is for us, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
We believe and we stand in our post,
Father,
of duty.
Hallelujah.
As the child of living God.
Mm.
And we rebuke, Father, all spirits.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That not confess your name.
Hallelujah.
Because we profess one only name, the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, by this name, we conquer, Father.
Amen.
Every, Father, snare of enemies.
Amen.
We are the needy people, Father.
Yes.
And we know, Father, when we get in this door and we are going home, Father, we have a solution.
Amen.
And what we can say more, Father, is thank you to you.
Thank you, Lord.
And we know this message came for us, Father, to know who we are.
Hallelujah.
And we are those that have been before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
In your mind, Father.
Amen.
We thank you for the wonderful words,
amen,
Father, that you give to us this night.
Thank you, Lord.
If you was to be there, my brother could not die.
Amen.
Father, we know that death is the sign of unbelievers.
Yes.
We know in middle us, Father, we have a faith. Like me, there is no dead in among us, Father.
Yes.
There is no sickness in my
life.
We proclaim our salvation,
amen,
our declaration, Father. Let your name be glorified.
Yes.
Anoint yourself,
amen,
that you use for today.
Mm.
My soul will be blessed.
Mm.
And I believe all people, as
hallelujah,
we are here, Father, we've been blessed by this,
thank
message,
you, Lord.
Father.
Thank you, Lord.
As we are going home, Father, we ask your blessing.
Yes.
The devil is not happy, but we are happy.
Amen.
Father, we declare you are not dead, and you are alive, Father.
Amen.
Father, go with us.
Hallelujah.
Your angels, go with us, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And where your servant Andrew is, Father.
Amen.
Let your mighty hand,
hallelujah,
be with him. And your spoken word being speak to him.
Hallelujah.
And many father to receive the healing of their soul.
Yes,
because that is most important, Father.
Amen.
Bless him and bless his church and bless his ministry and bless his family. Amen. And all the family of this church, Father, to be blessed by you.
Yes,
we ask it in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Let your love fully be in our hearts.
Amen.
To love one another that we need and to be filled with your Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Be glorified, Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Though we don't know to pray, but you know what is in our hearts. We love you so, Father. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we say thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
We thank the brother for the prayer. Let's sing the chorus then.
There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name on. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, how I love my Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love my Jesus because he first loved me. Tells of hope, of a Savior's love who died to set me free. Tells me hope is his precious blood, the sinless perfect. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, because he first loved me. Oh, it tells of one whose loving heart can fill my deepest woe. In its sorrow bears a part that none can bear. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, because he first loved me.